Okay, good evening, everybody. Tonight, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in Siman Shin Lamed Vav. We're in the middle of Sif Beis, so Be'ez Hashem will finish Sif Beis and do Si'if Gimel as well. This is page 360, Kuf Pei Amid Beis, as we get very, very close, by the way, to the end of Chela Gimel over here in the Mishnah Berurah. So in the end, so we are up to, in the middle of Sif Beis, Hayu Gavom Shlosha. So we're talking about how when it comes to roots of a tree, you're not allowed to sit on the roots of a tree or on the branches of a tree if they're more than three tefachim off the ground. But if they're within three tefachim of the ground, then you are allowed to sit on them, you are allowed to lean on them if they're within three tefachim of the ground. So says the Shulchan Aruch, Hayugvom Shlosha V'chalol Tachteim. Let's say the branch was more, or the root was more than three tefachim off the ground, and there was empty space underneath it, there was air underneath it. Avlo Pisha Mitzad Echol Ein Chol Tachteim. Even though the ground might be uneven, and at one point there might not be any empty space, and it might be directly on the ground, Varein Shavon La'aretz, Asur Leishav Afilu Al Tzad HaShavol La'aretz. You're not allowed to sit anywhere on that root, even on the part that's on ground level, because on one side it's on ground level, and the other three sides it's not on ground level. So we view that as if it's more than three tefachim off the ground, and one is not allowed to sit on that. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Chavbeis, or Yigvom Ratzalomer, Shanafim Yotzim B'Sido Shalil Lamata Umehem Adakarki Yishkov Shlosh Tefachim. It's a branch that protrudes from the side of the tree, and it's more than three tefachim off the ground. So even though on one side, kigon sharkarka yagavoa ba'usotzad, that the karkal was, let's say, higher on that side, vein mimena the malam and of shir gova shlosh tefachim, and you don't have from there until above the, you don't have a space of three tefachim from there until the branch, v'dafka mitzad echad, debatel osotzad the gabi shosham yiron gova shlosh tefachim. That's only, this halacha is only if it's on ground level on one side and not on ground level on the other three sides. That's where we say we view it as not on ground level. We view it as more than three tefachim off the ground. Aval imi shnei tzadin shavin la'aretz osanat tzadin mutar l'shtam yishalein. But if it's on two sides on ground level and on two sides it's more than three tefachim above the ground, then you just go with whatever wherever you are. If you're on the ground level, you're allowed to sit on it. If you're in the two sides that are not on the ground level, then you're not allowed to sit on it. Says the Shulchan Aruch, now Sif Gimel, mutal leaving aside benefiting from trees, leaning on trees, all that stuff, what about walking on grass? Is there a concern that you're going to pull out some of the grass as you walk on the grass? Or what about pouring water or drinking or washing hands over grass? Is there a concern that you are watering the plants? So you're allowed to walk on grass, whether it's moist or dry, because it's certainly not your kavana to be tolish. It's not your kavana to uproot anything. Says Mishmur Chavdalid, Bein Lachem, Mashmur Gmar Shafilim Asav Memarukos Volech Yachif. Even if they're very long blades of grass and you're walking barefoot, Shasav Mergilim Lios Nidbakim Bekishrei Etzbosav, where it is very common that the grass will end up getting stuck between your toes, Afilu Achim Mutter, it's still going to be Mutter, Dlap Psikreshe Ushei Talish, because it is not a foregone conclusion, it is not a Psikreshe that you can end up with grass between your toes. Velchenu Afilu Mitalish Kam Kenein Israel. So even if it does happen, it's not an iser shayinu mechaven l'zeh, because you don't have any kavana for that. Umikal makom, so it's a davshen miskaven. Umikal makom im la'achra lichaso matzah shenidbuku asav b'ragel beinatzmosav ol menalav. But if after walking through the grass, in camp or across the quad, you walk through the grass and you find that there's grass on your shoes or there's grass between your toes, if you're walking through barefoot, yizar shal yisalkan biyadav, you cannot lift off those pieces of grass with your hands, not because of tolesh, they're already tolesh from the ground, but that grass is muktzah. Because when Shabbos started, it was still mechubar lekarka. So he said it's mutter to walk on grass, kivin sheino mechavin, because you're not having kavana to be tolish. Ayn bir alach shaksav nadech das havim im gedol mizor shlo yoratz alein david psikresh shei tolish bevade v'afshar dafil leichalein b'meir gam kitzorach lizar. If it's very tall grass, to go very, very quickly on it might be a problem, because that could become a psikresh that you're going to detach grass. If it's a psikresh, then it's going to be aser. Back in the Shulchan Aruch, aval la'ochlim beginos asurim litol yadeim ala asavim. If you're eating in a garden, you're not allowed to wash your hands over the grass. Shemashkim osam, because you're watering it. Avul b'shein mechavnim, and even though it's not your kavani, you're just trying to wash your hands. Psik reshe, who it is a psik reshe, that when you wash your hands directly over grass or any plants, that you are going to be watering those plants. Aval mutul atul b'mergayim, but you're allowed to urinate on the vegetation, on the plants. O shar mashkim shein matzmichin, or on any other mashke that is not, you're allowed to put any other mashke that will not promote growth. The assumption is that urine does not promote growth, and there are other mashkim also that are very strong and will not promote growth, that you're allowed to put over grass. V'lechein tov lach mishalalachal beginos imishtamisham imayim debekoshi yesh lizar shalayip l'shamayim. So the Rama says a very important chumna over here, that even if you're not washing your hands over the grass, don't eat over grass. If you have any water at that meal, if you have any beverage at that meal, that should it spill, it's going to water the grass. So we should, because it's very hard to avoid such things. So the question is, can you eat over a table in such a situation? Remember, in my backyard, we have a sukkah every year because we're from, and initially we didn't have a paved area, so we had to build the sukkah on the grass. So it's a big shaila. Are you allowed to eat in such a sukkah where it's on the grass? You're not supposed to eat Shabbos Yantiv in a place where you're directly over the grass. So maybe there's makom lahakel when there's a table. You're eating on the table. We used to put down like a fake floor, so that it wasn't directly on the grass. Now we have it paved. Okay. Anyway, so sivkat chavav shemashkenosan v'amashke says ram chayiv mishum zoreya. When you water something, you're chayiv mishum zoreya demoelatz miach, because you're helping it to promote its growth. V'gamishum choresh, and it's also choresh shemerapia akarkal yidei luchluach, because the ground softens from the moisture. So psik reshehu tiyev shlo yoel legadlam. It's psik reshe that the water is going to have an impact. V'imochal begina sheinu shalav lo shalav demoavo. But let's say you're eating in a garden that doesn't belong to you or to anybody you know or like. Yesh matirin. Then there are those that are mekel that you're allowed to do this. Disfilu kim de psik reshe delo nichalehu shariyaf lechadchila. So granted, it's psik reshe that when you wash your hands over the grass, you're going to promote its growth. But if you don't care about that growth at all, or you have no interest in that growth, then it's psik reshe lo nichalehu. Maybe that's mutter. V'abri poskin osrim gam v'psik reshe lo nichalehu lechadchila kumvor b'sof simin shinchav ayin sham. And we've seen this application many times, that many poskim disagree with the Aruch and hold that even a psik reshe delo nichalei is going to be aser. However, we said meraglayim, to urinate on the grass is mutter, l'fisha azimim v'sarfim esuzram monomosim l'atzmiach, because it prevents it from growing, it does not help it to grow. O sharmashkim sheinu matzmichim, or any other beverage that will prevent growth. Dainu kigon yayin, like wine, l'fishu az v'chazak v'soriv gamkin azrayim, it's too strong, it will ruin whatever's planted there. V'chein sharmashka shukenze, or any other mashke that fits that criteria. V'kasov Magen Avraham d'lechadchila roi lizar af memashkim. The Magen Avraham, however, says we should try to be careful with any beverage. However, in the Sharetzion Nos Chafei, he says, yeah, but if it is one of these beverages that does not really promote growth, and it's not your garden, it's also psik reshe lo nichalei, then there's enough to be mekel with. Meaning, even though we're not going to be thrilled to be mekel with psik reshe lo nichalei on its own, and we're not going to be thrilled to be mekel with other beverages that you don't think promote growth on its own, but when you put the two together, then there's enough to be mekel with. V'ayin bel yirabish kasav debiyayin shu chazak in lizar klal. The El Yirabish says, wine is strong, you don't have to worry about it at all. V'chanal, kasav prim gadim, demei dvash v'shechar yesh ben mayim v'vaday matzmichin. However, if you have honey water, water or beer, there's enough water in there that it will cause the vegetation to grow. And the Rama says, and therefore you shouldn't eat over grass. If you happen to be in a garden that's more than 70 amos, where the halacha is, this is going to be our first introduction to Chelek Dalet, I guess, where the halacha is that it has a din of a karmelis, because and even building walls around it, while it will change it into a on a daraisa level, midrabbanan as a din of a karmelis, you're not allowed to carry 4 amos over there. Yeah, anyway, you wouldn't be allowed to eat in such an area because you're not allowed to carry anything dalad amos in such an area. Ad kan l'shono l'fiza afil beginas chaveri yesh lizar. And from that perspective, it doesn't matter if it's your garden and someone else's garden, because it's not about the growth in the garden. I don't care about the growth in someone else's garden, but I'm also not allowed to carry 4 amos in someone else's garden if it has a din of a a carmela. So to review what we learned tonight, we said that if you have a branch that's within three tefachim of the ground on one side, but not on the other sides, so we go with the majority. If the majority of sides, it's not within three tefachim of the ground, then you're not allowed to be mishamish with it. If the majority of sides, it is within three tefachim of the ground, then you are, then you are allowed to be mishamish with it. If it's two and two, you're allowed to be mishamish with the two that are within three tefachim, not with the two that aren't within three tefachim. And then it's if gimel, we said, you're allowed to walk on grass as long as it's not a psik reshe that you're going to uproot the grass. But if you do notice that there's grass on your shoes or between your toes, it's a muktzah issue to pull that grass out. And then we said that you're not allowed to wash your hands for eating over grass, because it's a psik reshe that you're going to violate zoreya or choresh, although some are makil if it's someone else's property that you have no interest in promoting any growth over there. And then we had a further machlokas where the Shulchan Aruch is makil with any beverage that will not promote growth, but the Mishnah Berurah quoted those who are machmir with all beverages. And the Rama recommends that we shouldn't eat over grass on Shabbos because it would be koshi li zoher not to have some water that spills on the grass. Okay, but from tomorrow, we'll continue with Sifim, Dalit, Hey, Vav, Zayin, and Ches. That will be for tomorrow, but same time, same place. Have a good night, everybody.